Vision. When we open our eyes, do we see reality, or do we see a picture of beliefs? We are often fooled by what the eyes behold, and our memory presents only twisted threads of past observations. Conceptual and theoretical physicists are being drawn to the conclusion that what we see is not reality at all, but is dependent upon what we insist on seeing. The physical scientist pronouncement leaves most of mankind bewildered. We ask, is there a tangible reality? And if there is, who or what can see it? Jesus was a scientist beyond what the world knew. He did not endorse what human eyes see. Jesus beheld perfection where others saw faults. Are we capable of seeing as he did? Yes. This kingdom of God is within you, is within reach of man's consciousness here, and the spiritual idea reveals it. In divine science, man possesses this recognition of harmony consciously in proportion to his understanding of God. What does it take for us to understand, to see God? Are we earnestly seeking that kind of vision? We often stumble in the dark and blame God for not lighting the path more brightly. But Jesus declared, I am the light of the world. Stumbling is not God's fault or Jesus' fault, because God cannot conceive of either stumbling or darkness. When we pray, are we holding sick bodies or expressions of fear in thought while trying to alleviate those conditions? If so, we are faith healers, not understanding the facts of mind's original creation. Spirit conceives and brings forth spiritually, therefore the product must be perfect. These idea forms are available to us now and require no translation and no human belief to make them real. Theological musings that insist upon physical signs from heaven mistake God, Christ, and the Comforter. Christ never left God, and the Comforter never left heaven. However counterintuitive it may seem, spiritual healing does not change our vision. Spiritual vision changes our perspective from sick beliefs to perfect knowing. Spiritual vision is always correct, always good, and always generating new forms of beauty. But that beauty is never a material object. The infinite can neither create nor conceive of finiteness. Therefore, physical dimension is out of the question. What the human mind sees is a picture of thought that it concludes is solid matter. Sick thoughts can make a man sick, and spiritual inspiration may produce a corresponding picture of health as a temporary aid. But the externalized form that appears as matter is not real. The physical Jesus was not real, but spiritual Jesus was and is real, being an image in mind before the world was. Neither truth nor its manifestation can be material. The appearance of infinite spirit must be all-inclusive and all-embracing, enlightened substance. Jesus called the appearance of enlightenment the Comforter. Mrs. Eddy renamed the Comforter divine science, the advanced appearing of Christ that brings all things to our remembrance. The realization of this science, however, requires individual scientific vision. We must take the little book and eat it up. Willfully memorizing scripture, attending church services, and doing charity work will not reward us with spiritual vision, since there is no reward for humanism. We must stop trying to ingratiate ourselves with visual supports and wait on God to present spiritual evidence. Then, when we are mentally absent from the body and in the spirit on the Lord's day, the visions of God will appear, the material world will vanish from consciousness, and Christ will present the true knowledge that mankind has forgotten. When the likeness of God appears, and we know not how to describe it, for there are no adequate words, should we keep it a secret? Should mortal man be kept forever blind to divine possibilities? St. Paul was not shy about preaching Christ after the scales fell from his eyes. As he reflected upon that great day of insight and understood the need for every individual to have it, he said, "Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind." I will here attempt to describe what it has meant to me to have the scales fall from my eyes. I was attending a Christian Science church service one Sunday morning, but I was not focusing on the readers. I was listening beyond their words. As I sat there, eyes open, I observed the church dissolve like a mist, as if matter was a mere cloud obstructing the real view. In front of me, where the world once was, I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, descending. The verse in Revelation 21:2 became real. I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. There is no doubt about what I saw or where I was, and there is no human language to describe this view, for it is not physical, nor is it confined to three dimensions. Its presence and beauty exceed human comprehension. Then I heard a loud voice say, "This is now." Immediately, I understood the infinite meaning of now, encompassing past, present, future, like a kind of spiritual substance. I became aware of the ancient prophets. They were there, although I saw no temple body therein. I understood how Jesus could talk with Moses and Elias. He just had to ask. It was so simple. Gradually, as the sea of glass that was all around me began to fade from view, the church building and the people present reappeared. The mist of matter regained its opacity. Desperately, I tried to go back to that state where I understood now, but I could not. It was as if a limiter was placed between me and understanding. Believing myself to be a finite person, I had insufficient capacity to comprehend the infinite. A moment before, I had understood infinity. Now its entirety was lost, leaving only a partial knowledge of the experience. I am sure that what I saw and knew was a taste of heaven. I then paused to take a look around me at the 100 or so people in attendance. I could read everyone's mind. seeing the nature of each person's thoughts clearly. I can tell you that the sight of it startled me. They were all doing the right things, but they had no idea why. They did not see the holy spiritual basis underlying their actions. It was as if they had scales on their eyes. I said to myself in amazement, "This is kindergarten." A few months later, I opened to a letter that Mary Baker Eddy had written for the dedication of Christian Science Hall in Concord, Massachusetts. It reads in part, "I have provided for you a modest hall in which to assemble as a sort of Christian Science kindergarten for teaching the new tongue of the gospel with signs following." My spontaneous description was accurate. I saw reality with spiritual accuracy that day, and I continue to receive insights that associate themselves with that experience. Happiness, peace, harmony, grace, and spiritual vision are within reach.